For Canadian home buyers and owners watching the rate outlook, it's been a frustrating spring. Fixed mortgage rates are stuck hovering near recent highs, and our variable rate mortgage clients are wondering if further relief will show up. Those looking to buy a home or with an upcoming mortgage renewal were hoping to see even lower mortgage rates by now. But a mix of rising prices, not-so-hidden inflation pressures, trade-driven slowdowns, and jittery bond markets has the Bank of Canada caught in the middle, which is why another rate pause now could help convince it to cut later, hopefully bringing mortgage rate relief by summer. The Bank of Canada has one job: fight inflation. The BOC isn't solely focused on housing prices or economic growth. Its one, mandated, job is to keep the pace of inflation close to its 2% target, using interest rate cuts, pauses, or hikes to do it. Despite the latest headline inflation reading of 1.7%, core inflation, which strips out volatile price components, rose to over 3%, the highest since March 2024. Wage growth is also still around 4%, showing inflation expectations haven't cooled enough. Even with a slowing economy, the rising core numbers indicate inflation stickiness, and the BOC is cautious about cutting too soon. Cost push inflation adds a twist. Not all inflation is caused by overheated consumer demand. Other factors, such as tariffs, supply chain issues, or excessive government spending, can create cost push inflation. The Bank of Canada typically reads the room and is cautious about a knee-jerk rate decision based on inflation that may be short-lived, such as from the recent tariff blitz. But if these price pressures are getting baked into wages and long-term pricing, higher inflation of any kind becomes harder to ignore. Fixed rates are stuck in a bond market bind. Most Canadians watch the Bank of Canada when thinking about mortgage rates. Its benchmark rate influences bank prime rates, but lately, it's bond yields doing the talking. 5-year fixed mortgage rates are tied to the 5-year Government of Canada bond yield, which has climbed in recent weeks, despite economic signs of slowing and forecasts for additional policy rate cuts in 2025. This yield increase isn't being driven by runaway Canadian inflation, but by what's happening in the U.S. Global investors are pulling out of U.S. Treasury, government, bonds due to rising fiscal debt and policy risk, which is lowering bond prices and raising yields globally, keeping Canadian fixed mortgage rates from falling. At the same time, U.S. President Trump is pushing trade and tax plans that are disrupting established government revenue channels. A recent U.S. budget bill could further balloon their deficit, and if income tax revenue doesn't increase, interest payments on the debt will get harder to cover. Tariffs won't make up that gap. As a result, the U.S. recently saw its credit rating downgraded by Moody's, the last remaining major credit agency to do so. A lower credit rating equals higher interest rates, and the bond market is pressured accordingly. To complicate things further, the U.S. Federal Reserve is buying its own bonds, quantitative easing, injecting money into its economy. And we all remember what that approach did to inflation after the pandemic. So, even though inflation pressures are rising, Canadian bond yields, and therefore fixed mortgage rates, are feeling the ripple effect of market turmoil. A summer rate cut is still on the table. Here's what to watch. Markets currently show a 75% chance the Bank of Canada will hold rates steady at its next meeting, compared to 25% for a cut. But amid all the economic noise, those odds can change quickly, based on emerging numbers or if markets believe that the U.S. tariffs will be struck down in court. And for those worried that rising inflation could put rate hikes back on the table in 2025, it's unlikely, as economic growth will remain a central concern this year. That said, cuts are still possible this summer. Here's what could shift the sentiment. GDP data. Sluggish growth gives the BOC more room to cut. Unemployment rate. The higher it goes, the more reason to cut. U.S. economy. The U.S. just posted its first quarterly contraction in 3 years. Inflation trends. A drop in core inflation reduces the need to keep rates higher. Bond markets. If yields drop, lenders can cut fixed mortgage rates, and the BOC has more flexibility. If the U.S. finds other ways to disrupt trade, market volatility and price pressures could stick around. Keep up with the latest news through my Mortgage Rate Forecast 2025 blog. We're obsessed with your lower rate and better mortgage. I built True North Mortgage to challenge the big banks on rate and service. Over 19 years later, our team of highly trained, salaried brokers deliver volume discounted rates and exceptional mortgage service every step of the way. Whether you're buying a home or need a better renewal or refinance option, we put your needs first to help you save thousands, no matter where rates are going. Talk to us. Save your money. Come home to your best mortgage at True North. Expert brokers are standing by to help in your preferred language, whether your details are straightforward or complex. Contact Canada's number one mortgage broker today.